Courtney Harding stirred a bubbling concoction of butter, sugar, and milk, waiting for the moment when the ingredients turned the right color, the right consistency, to spoon out his creamy, caramelized confections. Harding has been selling his Dolce Treats pralines for 2 years, but he was ready to expand his business, so he turned to the LSU Ag Center Food Incubator for help.
We were at the point with the equipment that we had, it was kind of like we were on a steady pace. So like I say, in order to see growth, we had to have access to bigger equipment.
Harding's is one of 20 food companies working with the incubator to either start or grow their businesses. Other clients are making sauces, dressings, and drink mixes. Companies pay a $300 fee to become tenants of the incubator. With that, they get access to an industrial kitchen, consulting, product testing and development, and marketing services. Companies must also get the proper permits, insurance, and licenses. Gay Sandos is the coordinator at the food incubator.
They have to have a business plan. They have to have a cash flow analysis done so we can determine if they're a good fit for our program.
Most of the clients come from Louisiana, but Kelly Wu came from Atlanta to bottle her Southern Art hot sauce. She investigated working with co-packers to bottle her product, but didn't have the volume needed and would not have been able to be a part of the process.
I love to do my product by my hand, so it doesn't actually go through someone else's that I don't really oversee.
Both Wu and Harding are using family recipes they are ready to share with customers.
We are passionate about this hot sauce. So we love this product. So hopefully so is other people will do so later.
The incubator is renovating another kitchen on campus to expand capacity and accommodate more clients. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.